Hey friends, welcome back to the Mindful Melanin Project. I'm so excited that you're here. Grab your cup of coffee or tea, sit back and relax, and I am truly honored to share this time with you as we mind the gap. Hey, good morning, friends. So this is the episode 2 of the Mindful Melanin Project. And today we will be discussing the Mindful Mondays and how we can shift our focus and reconnect. So today I wanted to quickly jump on here and just talk this morning just to help us kind of think and consider how we can shift our thoughts and reconnect with our true self. For many of us, our mindset has been conditioned to detest Mondays. I mean, after all, after a long or short weekend, we've gotten some rest. Maybe we did some running around. You know, coming back to a routine on a Monday can be daunting, but it's all about our perspective. Coming back to the weekly grind of work or school or just whatever we got going on, if we begin to look at it as grace teaches us, in a perspective of it's a new day, it's a new week, a new and fresh perspective, a new level of openness to enhance our perspective on whatever projects we're working on, then we can shift our atmosphere. Then we can go from being just doing it just because we have to actually experiencing the present joy of what is to come and what we're working on. And with that, we have to lean into it because we may not feel like we want to do it, but we have to lean into it and extract what we need to extract from doing so. We have to not retreat from doing it, but find a little treat that we can find within ourselves to allow us to persevere, right? So, hey, if you're like me, I'm always looking for fun and easy mindfulness treats or hacks or techniques or something to get me through each day. And guess what? And it comes to me through different ways. So, have you ever heard that your thoughts can change your reality? I've been doing a mindfulness practice for quite a few years now, and the experts say if you start and begin maybe 5, 10 to 15 minutes in a mindfulness practice, this will help build up that muscle. It'll help just allow you to be more comfortable in it and to gain more experience in it, and then you'll find yourself retreating back to it. But a mindfulness practice not only changes like the biochemistry of the body to whereas you're experiencing calmness and relaxation, maybe some higher levels of energy. It has a huge tendency to decrease anxiety and depression, and just it has other great benefits. But our reality has to change. So when your reality is changing, you're bringing an awareness to your present moment without judging yourself. And that's deep. Without judging yourself. This is your level of self-awareness. So one example of a mantra that I've read and I began to practice this saying is, each day is, we are all different and special. So we do not attempt to become like someone else, but connect more deeply with our true self. So I ask you today, how are you connecting deeply with your true self? Now this brings about self-awareness. How do you connect more deeply with your true self? A simple practice can help you reconnect with life and experience peace, joy, and fulfillment. So I encourage you to repeat that once a day for a few minutes and think and reflect with your true self and journal your journey. If you're not journaling, it is a phenomenal way to increase your level of self-awareness because you can always look back to your thoughts of that time and just see where you've come from and how far you've evolved and what your mindset was back then when you started it. So I encourage you to journal your journey, write down your thoughts, and ask yourself, how am I more deeply connecting with my true self? This concludes this segment for today. This is in no means a therapy advice, but should you need it, please seek it. Let's continue the conversation. Join me on Instagram at the Mindful Melanin Project. Drop me a comment, drop me a DM, and let's keep the conversation going. Till later, be blessed and be present.